As music calls to our hearts, so do the words of the psalmist. And remember, psalm means song. Our hearts yearn to worship the one who created the universe and all within it to life. So let us stand as we are able and respond not just to these divinely inspired words, but to God's presence with us. Let us share in our call to worship. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. Who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle's. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He has made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people. And gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Let us worship the Lord. Amen. And most of you have the insert. Lord, you have come to the lake shore. Let us sing together.
And just as we've done in the past, if you would be so kind as at the end of the service, there are things on the table, so how about on the buffet? Put a stack of those papers so we can use them again. Thank you.
Come to the lake shore.
seek other seas. You who have fished other oceans, ever longed for by souls who are waiting, by the moving ground, as thus you call me. Oh, my brothers and sisters, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But when we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, let us together say who and whose we are. O God, when I have food, help me to remember the hungry. When I have work, help me to remember the jobless. When I have a home, help me to remember those who have no home at all. When I am without pain, help me to remember those who suffer. And remembering, help me destroy my complacency, bestir my compassion, and be concerned enough to help by word and deed, those who cry out for what we take for granted. Amen. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. I declare to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. May the God of mercy, who forgives you all your sins, strengthen you in all goodness and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Thanks be to God. Amen. And in this time of knowing God's forgiveness, your hearts feel lifted in joy and peace and compassion. I wish to bid you peace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May his peace be with you all and also with you. Please share that peace with one another with a nod or a wave. Peace be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, open our hearts to your word. May it show us the way of life. May it help us to serve you with greater love and compassion. May it help us to accompany those who are in need, for we are your children who seek to do your will. Amen. The first reading today comes to us from good old Jeremiah, probably my very favorite of all of the prophets. And I think it speaks to our situation today. Listen now for God's word from chapter 1, verses 4 to 10. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put his hand out and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. I believe the Trinity Trio is singing for us today, and we welcome them.
Oh.
would the youngest of our gathering like to join me up front? Hi, guys. I think I'm going to sit down. You want to sit down? Let's sit. How are you? Great. We're going to read, but don't worry about it. I'm going to now read something that is not in our lectionary, at least not this week. But like Jeremiah's call from God, our friend Chenoa has felt a special call, and this particular passage speaks to her heart, to her mission, and to us as God's children. So listen now for the words of the Lord from the prophet Micah in chapter 6. We'll begin with verse 3. And the Lord is speaking. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent you before Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. And humans respond, with what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, responds an angel, of what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? These are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God. We may sit.
I am honored to once again welcome Chenoa to Trinity, and this time with her husband, Jose Clara, and son, Leandro. The last time Chenoa was here was in 2016, and since then, I guess you could say we've become pen pals. I ask her for newsletter articles, and then we exchange a few updates in our lives. I've enjoyed seeing the pictures of Leandro, now 4 and a half, over the years, and hearing about the happenings of the family, as well as the relationship of joining hands with the Peruvian people. It has also been a joy and a privilege to host and spend time with the family this weekend. Chenoa has been commissioned by the PCUSA General Assembly to serve as mission co-worker with people and their initiatives in Peru. We often talk about how the PCUSA is a connectional church. Chenoa represents that connectivity. Some of our per capita money underwrites the administration of the Mission Coworker Program. As part of her service, she is also to help congregations like ours better understand her work. In this way, she is a link that connects this church to God's people in Peru, and it's in this capacity that she is able to come here today and to also visit other congregations in what we call interpretation assignment. So, welcome back to Trinity, Chenoa. Thank you for sharing with us today and bringing your family with you. Now let us hear this informative dialogue between Chenoa and Deb.
Thanks, Maggie. That was beautiful. Oh, so Chenoa, welcome.
Thank you.
We're glad you're here. We all see these newsletters, but, you know, things happen. So could you bring us up to date on your life? I know you and Jose and Leandro not only live in the States, but live in Cleveland. Oh my, how are you and your family doing there and here, and what are you up to?
All right, well, first, great to see everyone. Thank you for the invitation to be here, the invitation to all of our family. So since I last was here, I was serving in Bolivia, and since then I've added two more gentlemen to my life, as you can see. So got married to Jose, and Leandro came along. In 2019, we moved from Bolivia to Peru to take on a call of a new ministry there, this accompaniment program called Perusa, which I think I'll touch on a little more as we go on here. We were there a year getting to know partners, traveling with churches, getting to know the country when the pandemic hit. And so in that time, in those couple of years in Peru, we found new ways to serve, new ways to accompany because of the pandemic. And in that time, we were also waiting for Jose's green card, which we had a process we had started, which brought us back to the States to complete. And in that time, PCUSA also had a travel ban because of the pandemic, which then had us decide, I decided to go on what this called interpretation assignment, basically just going around and interpreting the ministry of our partners in Peru to U.S. churches. So you all are my second stop kind of in person. So I'm still a little jittery up here, like being in front of people, because I haven't done that in quite some time. So, and recently, yes, we just moved our family base to Cleveland. So we're just kind of settling down here, which made it really easy to kind of hop on down and see you all, which we are very grateful and blessed for.
Wow. You've been busy. You may have shared this in the past with us, but we just read Jeremiah, and we've just read Micah, and both are forms of call. And I'm wondering if you could tell us how you came to realize that God was inviting you to use your life in service in the way you are. Tell us your call story, please.
Well, it probably started, both of my parents are pastors, so they call that a double PK, double pastor's kid. I won't blame it on them, but that definitely probably had some influence growing up. And in that time, I went on a trip in college to Africa. It was my first time abroad with a Habitat for Humanity trip that really opened my eyes to another culture. And that was kind of instigated because of my parents. When they got married, they made a covenant that they wanted each of their children to experience another culture, another country before graduating college. And so that really opened my eyes, and I learned about the Young Adult Volunteer Program, this amazing program of the Presbyterian Church USA that basically has a person, a young adult, be immersed into a culture through doing something, a role. I taught English in India in a Wow. state of Kerala. With the church, a local church there. But it isn't about doing. It's really this immersion about learning about another culture, learning about yourself through another culture. And then in that time, I also learned about joining hands, which I'm going to go in depth about because that kind of goes through the whole call, the rest of my call. But joining hands is a program of the Presbyterian Hunger Program, a global program where there are country networks in Asia, in Africa, in South America, in the Caribbean, that form groups, whether they're churches, denominations, grassroots groups, that create advocacy campaigns, really to address systemic issues. So water, issues of water, land, food, trade, climate change, all of these bigger systemic issues in the world, and try to address them to create sustainable change. So it's a long-term mission. And what we learned through joining hands is that these issues aren't isolated. They're not just in one country. We are all interconnected because of these issues, and thereby have to be interconnected with what we're doing to address them through creation. And so I learned about this Joining Hands program, and from there was invited to be facilitator of a Joining Hands program in Sri Lanka, this island nation in Asia. And so I served there with the network there for 4 years on their campaign for land rights after the tsunami that was there, where many fishermen, many people were affected.
And how? How were they affected?
They lost, because of tsunami that took over, it's an island, so basically almost the whole population was affected. They lost their land. They lost their deeds to their land.
Oh.
And the government decided to come in and say, hey, well, tourism can take over your land instead of having a fisherman's house there.
Yeah.
And so they started building big piers and everything. And so this Praja Abhilasha, this network, which means people's aspirations in Sinhala, tried to gather people together to say, no, that's our land, that's our livelihood where we need to be living, and try to address those issues through the tourism companies, through the government.
Okay. Thank you.
And so after Sri Lanka, a door opened that there was a position in Bolivia with the same program, this Joining Hands program, but in Bolivia. And again, each country, each issue is a little different. So in Bolivia, Una Vida, which in Spanish is Uniendo Manos por la Vida, or Joining Hands for Life. They really focused on water contamination from extractive industries. And so Una Vida really focused on trying to get an audit done on a company that was creating a lot of contamination, to not necessarily shut them down, but at least have them completing regulations or creating environmental regulations. And so that was the work in Bolivia. And then as that was kind of closing up, this position in Peru opened up for us to take. And so in 2019, we moved to Peru. And Perusa, which, as we talked about last night, is this combination of Peru and USA, so Perusa. It's an accompaniment program. We like to say it's this bridge of partnership between connecting U.S. churches here, such as yourselves. Just by doing this, we are doing that connection. And Peruvian partners. So our partners in Peru, just briefly, are the Evangelical Church of Peru. The IEP is their acronym. It's a denomination in Peru. And then the Peruvian Joining Hands Network. So Perusa is a program of the Peruvian Joining Hands Network.
Okay.
And so we do this through mission experiences. So bringing U.S. churches, learning about the partner, seeing what the U.S. church would like to do, would like to experience in Peru, and trying to match that up and try to create that experience for them, not only by doing logistics, which is also an important part, where you're going to sleep, how you're going to get to places, what you will do, who you will meet, but also really trying to create long-term partnership and deeper understandings about our Peruvian siblings and brothers and sisters and the issues in Peru and what these partners face daily.
Wow.
So there were doors that were open that God, I would say, opened in each step along the way.
So your call has been gradual, and
yes,
over time, it wasn't like a mountaintop moment. It was just something and unfolding. How beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
As you and I prepared for today's conversation, and you spoke about partnering with Joining Hands and Perusa and everything, what's the benefit of partnering, and what do you hope that will come from the partnership in Peru?
So the Joining Hands Peru network in itself is small. You know, it's eight different smaller organizations, so it's small in itself. And each member, while they're part of this bigger campaign, the Joining Hands Network, just briefly, is really focusing on environmental justice. It's looking into issues of health for people and communities affected by extractive industries. And it's also looking into issues of gender and of climate change and indigenous vulnerable populations, such as indigenous children, women. And so those are a lot of big issues that one small network in a big country cannot face alone. And so when you're looking into advocacy work or the church work and ministry and dealing with these bigger systemic issues, you know, when I was reflecting on this, I was kind of thinking of Jesus and his holding kings and leaders to account. He couldn't do that alone. As Jesus taught us about partnership, he gathered disciples, he gathered people together. And we gather partners, and we find allies to make the voice louder, to make the movement stronger as we work together to address these issues to create sustainable change. So one example I can give. Just recently, we celebrated the passing of the first ever federal law for environmental health law, which basically protects communities, as I said, who are affected by extractive industries, because that was not ever addressed by the government, by the very weak and underfunded healthcare system there. And so this health law started in one region. It was called Junin, where one of our partners is. And they created a regional platform. And then they said, wait, you know, to make this bigger, we need to go national. We need to get more people. This isn't just in Junin where there are affected communities who are sick. There are more in Peru because there are extractive industries everywhere. We need more support. And so what they did is they found bigger organizations and more allies who are also working on health, who are also addressing extractive industries. And so they formed this national platform. And that platform has 15 or more affected communities from around Peru. And it's those voices that got the government to care, to listen, and to eventually pass this law last year. And so it doesn't stop there. So now the national platform that brought these people together, that the Joining Hands Network is a part of, but not by itself, with all of these other allies, they're now working on and advocating for the implementation of the law. You know, it doesn't stop at the law because you need to actually put it into effect. And that could not have happened without walking together and partnering with others.
Interesting. It sounds like it sounds like you all saw that people were suffering from ill effects. They were becoming sick from the residue of extractive industry.
Yeah.
And that there was no health care available for them. There was no way to help them.
Preventative or...
No prevention. It was a very weak system. And together with partners, you all were able to establish a law that you're now trying to get implemented so that these people can have the health care they need. But I also think I heard you say that you were not trying to shut down the companies.
No.
You were trying to work with them so that they could continue doing what the economy needs, which is pull the ore, or the copper and whatnot, out of the mountain, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think with every Joining Hands program I've worked with, we try to always say what we are for. Not necessarily. We are not against companies. We are for better regulations. We are for the abundant life God called us to have a healthy, working, functioning body and system. And that's what we are challenged to call to do. It's not that we are against. We are not trying to shut down. We are calling for better regulations, improved ways of operating.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ways that benefit the company and the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the people work for the companies.
Yep. And they, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a system.
It's connected.
There we go. What do you enjoy most about this ministry?
I think I'll go through via a person, and I think that will take us to when we arrived, and I think even before we arrived, when we talked to the other mission coworkers who were there before us, we heard about Pastor Leopoldo and Jesusa, who that we learned was basically this pastor and wife. I like to call it a power couple of our partner. And they are older, not retired, but they are older. We're older of the Evangelical Church of Peru in Cusco, so the IEP. And this couple travels tirelessly. And we're not talking just on a nice highway of I-70. This is, you know, Peruvian roads that wind around these high jungle mountains, narrow, bumpy, travel tirelessly to preach, to give courses, to create curriculums for women of the Women's League of the church in pastoral training of the region. And even from there, just still have aspirations to the curriculum that they created for this region to create a national educational tool for the denomination. And along with that, they also help us organize the visits that come from U.S. churches. So I'll focus on Jesusa. Jesusa kind of has one of those women that just has her fingers in everything in a very beautiful way. She cooks, she preaches, she has a radio program, or had a radio program, works with the women just, again, tirelessly. And Jesusa, about a year or so ago, was diagnosed with cancer. But she continued to travel as much as she could. She continued to teach, to do her show. And unfortunately, she was infected with COVID in November or so and passed away from that. I think just along with the cancer, just her body could not handle that. But the beauty in that is that everybody knows that her legacy lives on in her ministry and in the ministry that's in Cusco and that she did with those women. So all of those, that those women who continue to accompany her husband, Pastor Leopoldo, in these teachings, in these courses, Jesusa lives on in all of that. And I think Jesusa knew nothing other than a ministry that connected people to others, connected people. That's just what it was. She would go to connect people, to connect women to the Bible, to connect them to God, to connect them to others who could support them in daily courses of just daily living, CPR, just cooking, whatever it might be, as well as theological. And just her, that she continued to travel and just be with these people in the pandemic, she just did not shut down ever. And I love being a part of that connectional ministry, that we are connecting these similar issues, though they might seem different, they are similar. Connecting with our partners, connecting with you all, just going on these visits with churches. I love that because that is what makes mission work. As you mentioned earlier, just, and we didn't even set it up, but just mentioning that we are different parts of this, of God's body, of the same body. And I love that.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling energized. That is exciting. I'm looking at the clock, too, and seeing that time is moving. The Holy Spirit is leading the church in new ways. I mean, the style of ministry and mission that you are engaging isn't what it used to be 30, 40 years ago, let alone 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's really changing. But it makes me wonder, how could we participate in that kind of ministry? We, this congregation. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're sending you gifts, financial support right mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. But are there other ways that we could possibly support you and support the work of connecting and lifting up that you are doing?
Yeah, I think, you know, Presbyterians, Reformed, always reforming, and I would add, like, evolving as well. I think as the Presbyterian Mission Agency, that is the bigger sending agency of the PCUSA, they look at mission in a different way. I think we used to go and maybe try to do something, whether we understood the cultural context or not, and then leave, and maybe not worry about what happened. And now it really is going, do we even go? Do you have to go to be involved in mission? Or is it more about listening, understanding? Me just being here, as I said, is just part of that understanding, that educating about another culture and other people of what's happening in the church. And so, yes, there are great ways to do that. We have a PRU Mission Network that meets, you know, a few times a year where you can sign. It's by Zoom right now, of course, like a lot of other things, to just learn about what is happening in Peru. What are our partners up to? Sometimes we try to create events that might be focused on an issue that you can hear from a partner. And so I can send on that link when those events are created, and it's usually an hour, you know, nothing more, to just learn a little more about what's happening there. There's also a Joining Hands Network that's specific to the Joining Hands Network to learn about what their role is in this campaign of environmental justice and the health reform. Prayer, of course, is always connectional. And then there might be opportunities for letter writing that might be needed along the line, down the line, that could also be of support.
So there's opportunities for all of us, no matter our age or our health. We could pray, and we will be praying for Chenoa in just a second. But there's also opportunities to participate via Zoom in learning and connecting with others who are motivated to serve God
in support of our brothers and sisters in Peru. So, wonderful.
Acting justly, as Micah told us. Acting justly and walking humbly as a servant of God.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We can all do that. And I think we do that pretty well here anyway.
It sounds like it. From every bulletin I read, it certainly sounds like it.
Thank you, Chenoa. Let us say a brief prayer, and then we're going to sing together, okay? Oh, gracious God, you have called us to serve you. You have been calling our names since before we were knit together in our mother's wombs. You have asked us to seek new ways to support your work here in this world, your work of compassion and love for all of your children, as well as for this earth and all that lives in it and under its seas. Oh Lord, we thank you for being called, and we thank you especially that you have specifically called Chenoa into a new ministry, a ministry of connection and accompaniment, that she is able to journey with the people of Peru to support them actively in our name and in your name. Bless her in her work. Bless, too, her family, her new family, Jose and Leandro. Help them to grow and flourish in your love, to share with all they meet their love for you by serving you in ways untold. We pray all this in the name of Jesus the Christ, and all of God's children said together, Amen. Thank you, Chenoa.
Would you please stand and join me in singing hymn number 435, We Are All One in Mission.
As we speak our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead.
He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. O God of lightning and thunder, of torrential rains and morning mists, of the freshness of new-mown hay and unfurling blossoms, these things remind us of your power, your majesty and might, as well as of your desire that all life might flourish and grow. We thank you for gifts such as these and so much more. We thank you, too, for giving us sweet rest and awakening us on this new day. We thank you for arousing our senses to wonders seen and unseen, the sound of water rushing from the spigots down into the sinks, as we prepare ourselves for worship you, and for the sense of warm hugs from loved ones, and sight of smiles upon the faces of friends as we arrive to worship you. O God, you have blessed us even with new friends whom we welcome into our midst this day. And yet, O God, our joy is tempered with concerns which we lift to you. Hear us now as we pray for the church, your body on earth. You have gathered us as your children here in Muskingum County and in South Sudan, South Korea, Palestine, Bolivia, and Peru. Make us humble in your service and enable us to connect with your children to express your compassion to all who live in your world. Bless and enrich the ministry of those who serve you in these distant lands on our behalf. Mission co-workers who have heard your call to live amongst peoples who love you, but who live in ways other than what we call ordinary. We pray for the earth. We ask that you help us find ways in which to live that reduce our impact upon your green globe. We ask that you shower rain upon Europe, whose rivers are shrinking, Central Africa, who is experiencing famine, as well as the Western U.S., all of which are experiencing great and deep droughts. We pray for those who are burdened by suffering. We pray for the sick, those who are healing, and those in need of food or shelter, and for those who seek deeper knowledge of you. We pray, too, for the departed and their families who grieve their loss. We especially lift up to you today the families of Arlene and Anne, whom you have welcomed home. Lord, we are grateful to you that we may lift these prayers to your waiting ears. We trust that you will respond to them in ways you deem best. And we trust your ways are for our good, for we believe in the message of Jesus Christ, who taught us compassion, how to connect with one another, and how to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Giving Kathy a second to get back there. Would you please turn and join me in singing hymn number 432, Song of Hope? And since there is just the one verse, shall we do it two times through?
Sure.
Speed us on our way, bringing light and hope to every land and race. Praying, let us work for peace. Singing, share our joy with all. Working for a world that's new. Faithful when we hear Christ call. May the God of hope go with us every day. To speed us on our way, bringing light and hope to every land and race. Praying, let us work for peace. Singing, share our joy with all. Working for a world that's new. Faithful when we hear Christ call.
My friends, today is a joyous day, and today not only have we heard how God works through Christ around the globe, but we have discovered that we are connected to one another and to our brothers and sisters in faraway lands. I invite you to go out in service to the world by connecting to others who also love the Lord, as well as to those who are seeking to know Jesus the Christ. Friends, rather than go out through the main doors into the world immediately, I invite you to come downstairs to share in a time of fellowship, a time of nurture and strengthening. Let us ask the Lord for grace. Let us pray for a moment. O Lord, bless us as we gather together in unity, for nourishment that has been lovingly prepared, and for fellowship that is to be enjoyed. Now, friends, go out into the world in peace. Go knowing that the love of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the community that is the Holy Spirit and connects us all goes with you. Amen.
May the Spirit of the Lord go before you and give you peace. Lord, I would serve thee, would honor and serve thee in all that I do. My heart bows before.